Welcome back. We trust the Lord is blessing you with this interesting discussion. Wow, I've been so blessed with all that the Lord has been giving us through His servants and Exodus, understanding the Exodus. This is very interesting. So, sir, before we took a break, I was asking you, there is a law of Jubilee in the Old Testament. How do you link that with an Exodus? Is there any similarity?
Okay, that would take us to Leviticus 25.
Leviticus 25.
Leviticus chapter 25, verse 8. Let's read it. It's on and on and on. The whole chapter is about
the Jubilee.
Freedom, otherwise known as the Jubilee, as we call it in the message.
Okay.
So read from verse 8. See the setting there.
And thou shalt number 7 Sabbath of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years. And the space of the 7 Sabbath of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the day of atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof.
What are you to do?
Proclaim liberty.
Proclaim liberty. Proclaim liberty. Let's. Okay, go ahead.
Throughout all the land, unto all the inhabitants thereof, it shall be a jubilee unto you.
The 50th year. The 50th year is the year to proclaim liberty. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. A jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. Ye shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thy vine undressed.
Wow.
For it is the jubilee.
Wow.
It shall be only
Please
unto
read that
you.
Verse
11.
11 again.
A jubilee shall that 50th
the
year.
The 50th year be unto you. The year of freedom. What will happen?
Ye shall not sow.
You will not sow.
Neither reap that which groweth of itself
oh,
in it.
My.
Nor gather the grapes in it of the vine undressed. For it is the jubilee. It shall be holy unto you. Ye shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. In the year of jubilee, ye shall return every man unto his possession.
Unto his possession. That is anything that you have given out. You lost. Maybe you went to borrow money. So you have to give your certificate of occupancy. You have to give your land out for a debt you owe. That land, you know, what God is trying to prove there is that nobody owns land. He is the owner of the land.
Hallelujah.
The time is going to come, whether he has finished paying or he has not finished paying, if that debt falls within that period,
year of Jubilee,
you will let go. Can't you see the mercy of God?
Amen. And if thou sell aught unto thy neighbor, or buyest aught of thy neighbor's hand, ye shall not oppress one another. According to the number of the years after the jubilee, thou shalt buy of thy neighbor. And according to the number of years of the fruit, it shall sell unto thee. According to the multitude of years, thou shalt increase the price thereof. And according to the fewness of years, thou shalt diminish the price of it. For according to the number of years of the fruit doth he sell unto thee. Ye shall not therefore oppress one another.
Ye shall not therefore oppress one another.
But thou shalt fear thy God, for I am the Lord your God.
Now he brought it up a bit clearer in Leviticus chapter 23.
Okay.
In Leviticus chapter 23. Now let's see the way he put it here in verse 15. You see that 50, Pentecost, 50. Pen 50.
Yes, sir.
That number 50, the year of Jubilee, of freedom, is the 50th year.
Amen.
But now, before that 50 years, there is another law here from verse 15.
And ye shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath.
And this is very interesting if you are able to catch it.
From the day that ye brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete.
And it is, okay, go ahead. Now listen. Listen, let's. For the purpose of Bible study, let's go up to verse 9.
Okay. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye be come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye shall bring a sheaf of the first fruit of your harvest.
The first fruit of your harvest.
Unto the priest.
Unto the priest.
And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord.
He will wave the sheaf before the Lord
to be accepted of you on the morrow after the Sabbath.
What is that day? The morrow after the Sabbath.
Sunday. Yes.
On Sunday, what will happen?
On the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it.
The priest shall wave it
on a Sunday.
What if it is a shadow? How has Christ fulfilled it?
Hmm.
Christ is referred to as the first fruits.
Amen.
The first begotten
from the dead. Hallelujah.
Now, if you look at it, you know, he said, it is now time for God to harvest his children on earth here. The first fruit was who? The resurrection.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Was Jesus Christ. Remember that he is not the only one that came out. He came out of the grave with others.
Amen.
They are the first fruit of the harvest from the earth.
Amen.
Now, he said, he is to wave it as the first fruit.
On the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it.
When did he resurrect?
On a Sunday.
What is the morrow after the Sabbath?
Sunday.
So who is this first fruit?
The Lord Jesus.
The Lord Jesus Christ. But now, how did he fulfill it? We saw that the waving there, when you say waving there, for everybody to see. He resurrected, and the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 1, verse 3.
Amen. Acts chapter 1, verse 3.
Yes.
Okay. It says, "For to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, by that many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God."
Now we're talking about Exodus.
Amen.
Now, and we're seeing the ordinances that we are going to, you know, make this very clear. Now, go to now chapter 23. Now, verse 15 now.
Yes. "And ye shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath."
That is the day of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is Sunday. Count from that day. Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Count from that day, how many?
From the day that he brought the sheaf of the wave offering.
That is the day he resurrected.
7 Sabbaths shall be complete.
How many would that be? 7 Sabbaths, 49 days. Go ahead.
"Even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall ye number..."
Till the next day, it will not become how many days?
50 days.
50 days.
And ye shall
what
offer...
What will happen?
"And ye shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord."
You will offer another offering. Now, watch what happened. Something happened that fulfilled this. Now, watch it. From the day he resurrected. From the day he resurrected.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
You know, he timed it very well. From the day that he, Christ resurrected on that Sunday, count 50 days and a new meat offering will be offered.
Amen.
From the day he resurrected, we know that Acts chapter 1 verse 3 says it was for 40 days.
Yes, sir.
For 40 days. Now, in Acts chapter 2.
Hallelujah.
Verse 1, what did he say?
"And when the day of Pentecost was fully..."
The
come.
Day of Pentecost, you know, the 50th day.
Amen.
That
amen.
Is why we say that 10 days
after his ascension,
the Holy Ghost came
descended.
Down. Amen. They were fulfilling this ordinance,
amen.
And the people didn't even know.
Hallelujah.
Who are this new meat offering? And if you watch it, you know, yes.
"Ye shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2 tenth deals. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be baking with leaven."
This one, they are sinners.
They are the first fruits.
Of the revival.
Hallelujah.
That took place.
Amen.
And that is the beginning
of the church,
of the Exodus.
From
law.
Amen.
That's why they are the first fruit that came up. And the rest followed later. You have to take a note of that.
Yes, sir. Okay, so Jubilee 50th. And then
Pentecost.
Pentecost 50th. So the connection is Exodus.
Exodus.
Thank you so very much, sir. Wow, I've said so
Exodus.
Much.
Exodus. From bondage of debts and Exodus from the law.
Hallelujah. That's the connection. You said so much, sir. I asked you several questions and you've granted me further light to this interesting topic, understanding the Exodus.
Let me make it further. You want to ask me?
No, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Because I've not finished. There's a delusion that will make you believe a lie.
Yes, sir.
And believing that lie, you'll be destroyed when you refuse truth. But now, in the plant, the shout.
Yes, sir.
The blood coming out is a life.
Amen.
It's a reviver. It moved to the ear. It's a reviver. It moved
to the full cord in the ear.
The full cord in the ear. It's a reviver. And then the seed again begin to be formed.
Brought forth. Yes,
be brought forth. Each of these reviver, when it is time to come out of the dark ages with Luther's justification, the blade, if you refuse that Exodus to come out, what happens to you? You are dead. You remain there, you are still doing religion, you are dead. Now you are to move further light. It is about further light.
Amen.
You refuse to accept sanctification. Luther stage has turned, the part of that stock has turned brown because there's no life there again.
Amen.
That is where the danger is. You remain. He that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall abide in the congregation of the dead. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding, the Bible says so. You are dead. And before you know what, it goes on and on. When it moved from sanctification, Wesley, holiness, to the restoration of the gifts, William Seymour, Azusa Street Revival, you say, no, the days of miracle are gone. You are holy. You want to remain holy. How can people serve God? People are falling. They call it holy rollers. And you know that even among the end time message believers, do you know that all the anointing flowing in Brad Assembly here, the same way that William Brown was complaining about holy rollers, he said, why are we dancing like that? There are enter message believers that criticize the way we dance. Why are they going to drop offering at the altar? Why are they dancing like that? The Holy Ghost is not like that. You know, you will never be part of that revival. That's you are dead and you don't know it.
Amen.
Unless something happens and maybe it's faint, you faint. You may come back to life. And it may be too late. That is why they'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. What happens if you don't move? It's dead until that seed that was planted is formed again. That is where the perfection is, and then the harvest takes place. When the harvest takes place, where the evident there is no life in that maize plant, what do you see? The color changes from green
to brown.
What happens after the harvest? All the remaining part of them, they are packed and burnt, cleaned up, ready for something new to take place on the earth. That is where we find the danger. And let me go back a little bit. In Exodus chapter 13, in verse 21 and verse 22.
Exodus 13, verse 21 and 22.
Yes.
And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night.
Okay.
He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night.
Now, that is the movement. Now, take note. He had cloud by day. He had the pillar of fire that giveth light by night. The interesting thing about this is that when it is time to move, they were always watching the pillar of fire or
the pillar of cloud.
Because the movement will be by day, it will move by night. If that pillar of fire moves by night for any reason, you say you cannot move because you are bolted down where you have been all this while. What will happen to you? You are gone. You'll be left behind while the camp of God are moving forward. So what are you supposed to watch? You are to watch. You are not even to watch Moses. You're not to watch Joshua.
That's right.
What are you to watch?
The pillar of fire.
The pillar of fire. The pillar of cloud.
Hallelujah.
When they move, you move.
Amen.
You refuse to move, you are dead. And you are finished. You see why? That movement is continuation of the Exodus. You don't cross the Red Sea and remain there. The movement continues. You say Moses is dead. I cannot move. I will not move with Joshua. You are dead. You are finished. Because Moses is not the determinant of the agenda. God is the determinant of the agenda.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Until the rapture strikes, no full stop. Anything can happen. We walk within what he has revealed to us. And if you say he has revealed everything to you, it's evidence you're already dead. Because you have nothing in you again for him to move with you. Then you'll understand Matthew 24. Read it from verse 23, that warning that is there. Listen very well.
Matthew 24 from verse 23.
And read it up to verse 28. Very important.
Then, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall rise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth unto the west, even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Glory be to God.
For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered
together. That is
together.
It. You see? Just like the pillar of fire that moves. Don't look anywhere. Don't look anywhere. Watch where the carcass is. Watch where the light has moved to. The carcass is the fresh keel of the word of God, the revelation of the hour.
Hallelujah.
And the revelation of the hour is always to make any other revelation you have had better. Not to throw away the former one, but except if it was an error. But it makes you to become better. Better in the understanding of this agenda. So that the light, as the light starts, moves. That is how the gospel also moves. The sun shines from the east, starts from the east, and ends in the west. So that these things are there, the types are there for us, you know, to really know how to watch. Watch and pray. What will you be watching? You'll be watching the movement of the light.
Hallelujah.
You'll be watching the movement of the light as it is moving. It moves. And now the word of God for the hour. From the day of the Reformation until now, the thing landed and ended in the West. The revival ended in the West. The third work of grace was restored in the West. Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
It ended in the West. Therefore, it is time no longer.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to give you a scripture. The Bible says Isaiah 7, chapter 7, verse 14.
Okay, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14.
One statement there.
Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign.
Again.
Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign.
The Lord shall give you
a sign.
Okay. Now, in Matthew 16.
Okay.
Now, from verse 1.
The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came.
Yes.
And tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times?
You can do what?
Discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times?
Now, John chapter 6, I think.
Yes,
John
sir.
Chapter 6,
Verse 30.
Verse 20, from verse 28.
Okay. Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might walk the works of God? Uh-huh. Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, mm-hmm. that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. Mm-hmm. They said therefore unto him, what sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What does thou
work? What did he say?
They said therefore unto him, what sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What does thou work?
So, the Jews know, oh, glory be to God, that when God wants to do something, he gives a sign. Mm. A sign, and that is where the children of Issachar come in.
Amen.
They are able, please read it, who they are.
1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32.
Yes.
It says, and of the children of Issachar, which are men that had understanding of the times, mm-hmm. to know what Israel ought to do. Uh-huh. The heads of them were 200, and all their brethren,
all the other Jews,
were at their commandment.
Because they had that understanding. Mm. And now that understanding is given to the fivefold ministry. Mm. We're the ministry of perfection.
Hallelujah.
We also watch out. Mm. Because, take note, emphasis of this sign, Matthew 24, verse 3.
Matthew 24, verse 3. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? Uh-huh. And what shall be the sign of the coming
and the sign of the end of the world? Sign. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
And people who are sensitive, they always see God through some strange signs around them. Mm. Then you know, when this happens, it is a sign. Mm. You know, God is about to do something, or God is saying something. And William Branham made this statement. He said, the people are always talking about what God did yesterday and what he will do tomorrow. But they are never able to know what he's doing now. Mm. Now, can this be coincidence? Now, I say this with all sense of, responsibility, not just humility. With all sense of responsibility, that I believe that Noah had three sons, Shem, Japheth, and Ham. We all know that the Shemites are the Jews, the Middle East. We all know that Japheth are this Western world. And we all know that Ham,
Africa, the blacks.
The blacks, Africans, because they call Africa the tabernacle of Ham. Now, reason with me before you crucify me. And this is not about racism. Mm. And God decided that this Christ Jesus, concerning salvation, do you know that he came through the lineage of a harlot, holy brother? Mm. He came through the lineage of a harlot, Rahab the harlot.
That's right.
He's a great grandmother of Jesus.
Very true.
Lineage. A Gentile, for that matter. Mm. So that the Jews will not just make any claim that he's a mixture of both Jews and
Gentiles.
And the same thing with the Samaritans. Mm. They were a mixture of that is why the Jews hated the Samaritans. But what you hate is what God is saying. Now there is neither Jew
nor Gentile,
bond nor free. Whoever you are, colored or whatever. Now, to achieve this, the gospel has been with the Shemites, have been with the Japhites. Now there must be an African input known as the input of Ham.
Amen.
And that is why the song is ending
in the West.
In the West.
Yes, sir.
And who was that person that he used?
William Seymour.
William Seymour, a black man.
Hallelujah. Hmm.
It is a sign.
Hmm.
It's a serious sign. I'm telling you, and people are not able to catch this sign. Now, let me, with all humility, you know, drop this again. Another sign. This ministry you are being part of now, the Bride Assembly Church, there's a sign that God has given us.
Amen.
First and foremost, there is a story of Isaac in Genesis chapter 26. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, the Bible tells us that, remember that in chapter 25, can we read from verse 1?
Okay. Then again, Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah.
Uh-huh.
And she bare him Zimran and Jokshan and Medan and Midian, uh-huh, and Ishbak and Shua. And Joshkan begat Sheba and Dedan.
Uh-huh.
And the sons of Dedan were Ashurim, Letushim, and Leumim.
Uh-huh.
And the sons of Midian, Ephah and Ephah, and Anok, and Abidan, Eldaah. All these were the children of Keturah.
Uh-huh.
And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac.
Take note of verse 5 and verse 6. What? The emphasis. What?
Abraham gave all that he had.
All that he had.
Unto Isaac.
Why? Because Isaac is the son of promise.
Hmm.
The blessing was in Isaac, not Ishmael.
Amen.
Go ahead. The promise, I mean.
But yes, unto the sons of the concubines.
But to the sons of the concubines.
Which Abraham had.
Uh-huh.
Abraham gave gifts.
What did he give them?
Gifts.
Only gifts. And did something.
And sent them away from Isaac.
There was separation.
Hmm.
They cannot be together. Wheat and tares must be separated. There will be a separating ministry. But see where I am going. Chapter 26.
Amen.
Verse 12.
Then Isaac sowed in that land, mm-hmm, and received in the same year an hundredfold.
In the year of famine. Mm-hmm.
And the Lord blessed him.
Yes.
And the man waxed great, mm-hmm, and went forward, mm-hmm, and grew until he became very great.
Yes.
For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds, mm-hmm, and great store of servants.
Mm-hmm.
And the Philistines envied him.
And the Philistines envied. Now, note from verse 15.
For all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth.
Abraham is a type of God the Father.
Hmm.
Isaac is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hmm.
Take note of that. Abraham is also a type of our apostolic fathers.
That's right.
I want you to let note that. And Isaac is a type of the bride of Jesus Christ.
The apostolic children.
There is the concubine churches. Amen. And there is the bride of Christ churches.
Amen.
They must be separated.
Mm.
What does he use to separate? He gave the concubine
gifts
under the ministry of Ashkenaz. Esther chapter 2.
Mm.
What did he give?
Gifts.
Do they know any other thing beyond the power gift? Speaking in tongues, miracle signs and wonders?
No, sir.
Not. He gave them. He's the one that gave them.
Mm.
But when it comes to the child of promise, he gave all. Oh. That is, in addition to the gift, there was a revelation, of certain revelation, that exclusively was given to Isaac, the bride. Now, during the dark ages, the Philistines stopped those wells. Those wells are living water.
Hallelujah.
Where the fathers drank from,
mm-hmm,
and had all the strength they had.
Amen.
When Abraham died, when our apostolic fathers died, the enemy went and covered all these doctrines. Anything that will have life in this Bible, they covered the wells of living water.
Mm.
But the child of promise, in the restoration revival, Isaac went to that same place. Let's read on.
Verse 17.
Yes.
And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father.
He went back to the apostolic faith.
Amen.
He went back to the apostolic doctrines. Went back to the Bible and the Bible alone. The word of God. This is where life is. Life is not in any sermon book.
Amen.
Life is not in any book, in any workshop, in any bookshop. Life is only in the word of God.
Amen and amen.
That he God has given us.
Hallelujah.
Isaac went back and dug back those same revelations.
For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them.
He did not dig a different well.
Amen and amen.
Neither did he give them a new name. The same old doctrine. The way they baptized, he will baptize.
Hallelujah.
They were not charging people before praying for them. They were not selling anything. They were not selling anointing oil. They were not selling water. They were not ordaining their wives. It was not one man and his wife and family ministries. They were not into all this nonsense that we see going on today, that you can't trace anything like that in the Bible. He came back to the apostolic faith. Back to the unadulterated word of God. Back to genuine power of the Holy Ghost. Genuine operation of this gift of the Spirit. But see something happen. Verse 19.
And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water.
That is the first well they dug.
And the headmen of Gerar, this tribe with Isaac's headmen,
they began to fight,
saying, "The water is ours." And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him.
You see, when he dug the first one, the first revelation, they fought with him. Go ahead.
And they digged another well.
Second well now.
And strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitna. And he removed from thence and digged another well.
Another well. It's not a new well, or the same well. They were looking for those wells that Abraham dug before.
And for that they strove not.
When he dug the third one, they did not strive.
And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, "For now the Lord had made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land."
So you see why we wrote in our church Rehoboth.
Hallelujah.
Now I told you about a sign. We're talking about a sign. Now, so that you will know why we wrote Rehoboth, just like him.
Amen.
Can you see three digging of the well? Three times. Now, could this be coincidence that we started this ministry?
Hallelujah.
We started this ministry in Mafoluku, the first place that we had when we started gathering. We were fought there. They fought the one Sunday morning we came, they locked the gate. We shall not use that place. The neighborhood, the neighbors. Then we relocated to another location in the same Mafoluku. And when we relocated to that place, I'm talking of Brother Assembly Church, my own ministry now.
Amen.
After some time, another fight started. Then again, that was when we moved to where we are now. That is the third well.
Amen. Rehoboth.
But they came again to fight us. This time they could not succeed.
Hallelujah.
That is why we call this place Rehoboth. For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land.
Amen.
That is why it is here we came, that we now got our certificate of occupancy.
Amen.
We are now landlord here.
Amen.
This is where now we built our permanent structure, our place of worship. And it is here now we are broadcasting to the whole world.
Hallelujah.
Now, to me, this is a sign. But now watch another thing again. That in the Jubilee, the number 7 comes up prominent. Number 7 Sabbath. Number 7 this. 7, 7, 7, 7. 7 stars in the right hand of God. 7 candlesticks. 7 churches. 7 spirits of God. Seven, God's number for completion. And then I see this link to us. Noah himself, he entered the ark. It was 7 days before the
flood came.
The flood came in. Can that be coincidence? Then, the last week for Israel is 7 years. After which, we will come back.
Amen.
Now, I see something, a comparison here, and which I say, is this a coincidence or is it a sign? This ministry started in 1998. By December 2005, 7 years after, we moved to this, our land here. Where we are now, where we built the church. Exodus.
Amen.
We moved to this land. We were here from 2007, and 7 years, exactly 7 years, we moved in here December 2005 to December 2012, 7 years. This church, the enemies came from everywhere and demolished this church. That is the second seven. From 2012, December, when they demolished the church, we began to rebuild. And the building structure was completed 7 years again after, in 2019, the third seven. Seven, seven, seven. Seven, God's number for completion. Three, God's number
for perfection. For
perfection. Where we now got our Rehoboth. Can this be coincidence? No. I see it as a sign.
Hallelujah.
This ministry has something to do with the church before the rapture strikes. I believe it.
Amen.
Have you seen, if now it is the time for the input of Ham, it will still continue with the blacks.
It will continue with Ham.
It will continue with Ham until we go home.
Hallelujah.
Now, watch something. I believe there is a revival that is going on.
It's clear, sir.
Have you seen the map of Africa? The map of Africa is like a gun. The position of Nigeria is where the trigger is. As you will see it on the screen. Does that not tell you as a sign that a revival is going to break forth
from Nigeria?
From Nigeria.
Hallelujah. The wise shall understand.
The wise shall understand. Amen. Don't be left out. It's what we're talking. It is homegrown.
Hallelujah.
Time.
Hallelujah. Well, the Lord has already given us some words of wisdom. He said, by their fruits you shall know them. Your works identify you. Regardless of anything the pastor is saying, the works makes it clear that indeed there is a revival ongoing.
Brad Assembly is a prophecy.
Amen.
Brad Assembly is a sign.
Amen.
All this can never be.
Can I add another sign?
Yes.
For the first time, the end time message is broadcasted
around the world.
Amen.
And for the first time.
For the first time.
For the first time, the message is becoming attractive.
Amen.
Look at the crowd that are already coming for ministers' conference.
Hallelujah.
Then you'll understand. Amen. Something is going
on. Amen. Wow. Thank you so much, sir. Indeed, the wise shall understand. A big thank you to all sponsors of Bright TV. You are in partnership with God at this end time. God bless you and keep watching the Bright TV. Shalom.